Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Stefan Dubois, the CEO of Pointer Pro, an assessment software platform that helps professional services companies to automate their advisory processes. And Mr. Dubois, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You're more than welcome and really appreciate your time. So for starters, tell us what key lessons have you learned along your entrepreneurial journey? I'm sure there's a lot we could take away from that.
Yeah, sure. So I started my company, like Survey Anyplace, it was called back then in 2012. So Survey Anyplace, like the name it says, it was like a software platform to create surveys, mainly customer satisfaction surveys. And then we pivoted in 2019 to assessments, and we renamed the company into Pointer Pro because we didn't want to name Survey in the name anymore. Because we are doing so much more than surveys. So as from the lessons learned, has to do with this pivoting. I think it took us quite a long time to figure out the so-called product market fit, to create a product that is really needed by a certain specific market segment. And we didn't have that product market fit with customer satisfaction surveys. Because there's a lot of providers. It's a bit crowded marketplace, and we were not differentiating enough to stand out. And then it was only 2019, so pretty after 7 years, so it's a pretty long time it took us. That we figured out that we pivoted into the assessments. I mean, it's technically not so big pivot, but from a target market point of view, it was. And there you are in the assessment software space, and you're not. It's not about data collection anymore. It's about automating advice for professional services companies. And there, we were in a completely new space, a smaller space, but a more interesting space because there was much more. It was much more like a unique product in that market, which resulted, of course, in more. Not more customers, but higher conversion rate and higher deal sizes for our business.
Certainly do appreciate the lead off and some of the details mentioned there. Much appreciated. Now, how does one do content marketing without investing all of their time in it?
Yeah, I think we're in a production process where you have a main product and you have some side products also. The content should almost be a side product from your main activity. Yeah, for example, if you're in professional services, you're doing consulting, you work at clients, whether it's being in HR, or in cybersecurity, or in another domain. There's a lot of things that you do at those clients, like deliverables that you produce that can be reused for content. Yeah, of course. For some of these, you will need permission from the clients, but some of them you can also intelligently anonymize or generalize, and then use them, for example, to do a social media post and give it away as a template, the deliverable that you have made for the client. Do all other things with it. So you don't have to recreate all that material that you use for your content marketing. So that's a way that I would look at it. So use the things that you're anyway doing or creating for your clients for your content. And then for make sure that it's not too commercial, and a good test for that, it's whether the content that you post in the context of your content marketing is also useful without the audience buying your product. I mean, because if it's only related to your product, then of course, I mean, that can also be, you can also do that from time to time, but the majority, the large part of the content should be like independent from your product and should be useful for people whether or not they buy your product. So that's
great feedback, great advice, great thought there. I really appreciate that. Now, why should consultants stop charging time and material or T&M?
Yeah, time and material is the practice of charging per hour or per day and per time unit for the work that you're doing, which is the only advantage is that it's very easy to agree upon, very easy to calculate also your invoice at the end of the week or the end of the month. So that's the advantage. But there's also quite some disadvantages, being that both for the client and for yourself. Let's start with the client. Most clients want results and want to be sure about the price that they're going to pay for that result. Yeah. So even if it's time and material, they always have the result in their head, and they're not paying you for your hours, but they are implicitly paying for the outcome, the result of the hours that you have worked. And so you have to pay attention, even if it's contractually time and material, the client will always have a results expectation. But then for the consultant himself, I think when you want to scale your consultancy, when you want to grow your business and apply efficiencies, then it's mandatory to switch to a fixed price before I'm doing that. Because if you apply efficiencies on time and material, I've been a consultant myself for 15 years. And if you have the project of 300 man days and you can reduce it like by using technology to 200 man days, then my boss would not be happy because he can only the revenue goes down. So you have first to go to fixed price offering, and then you can apply efficiencies via digitization of or other means. And then those efficiencies will really impact on your profitability.
I'm sure there's quite a few listeners that appreciate your response to that question on time and material and the charges that go on there today. We're speaking with Stefan Dubois, the CEO of Pointer Pro, an assessment software platform that helps professional services companies to automate their advisory processes, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how can one digitize a professional services business? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I think before digitizing, you need to take a couple of other steps. So we talked about going from time and material to fixed price. Before doing that, you have to stop doing everything for everybody. I mean, if you're doing that now. But that's the first step, to define a distinct number of service offerings that you will offer to clients. And then for those service offerings, you can indeed move from time material to fixed price, to have a fixed price, or set of prices for each service offering. For example, an email marketing consultant or consulting agency that does email marketing could do fixed monthly fee for sending creating email newsletters and sending those every month for a client. Yeah, that's a very simple example. And it could have service offerings for email marketing, for content marketing, and for other things, of course. So different service offerings. And then in order to digitize the service offerings, you have to create a model, a maturity model, where the client performance in that area can be measured. Yeah, for example, for email marketing, you could say maturity level 0 is when you don't collect emails, even you don't have an email list, and maturity level 1 if you have an email list but you don't send frequently like a newsletter or a communication to your customers. Level 2 is when you do frequent communication, and when level 3 is, for example, when you do frequent communication, but you segment your message according to customer segments, for example. I mean, that's a very simple model. You need to have such a model, and then you can put that model in the tool, in our tool or in another tool, and automatically determine which level your customer is in, and also give advice based on that level. So the advice will be different depending on maturity level. For example, if someone is not collecting emails currently, if we continue about email marketing, yeah, then you're not going to advise him to send out a newsletter because you have to first collect the email. So that's maturity level zero is okay. And then the advice is collect the emails and so on. And of course, in maturity level three, you will give more advanced advice. I mean, it's a very simple example, the one of email marketing, but it's just to for sake of illustration. So that's the way we go about digitizing the professional advice.
Now, I'm certainly curious, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. Why did you not decide to go for external funding? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we as I said, it took us quite long to find the product market fit. So in that period, the external funding was excluded because, I mean, our growth rate was not high enough. It was even not a choice. But then afterwards, when we switched to the assessments, then the growth started to be more decent. And but then also, like, we had more customers that paid a higher size ticket value. So they paid upfront. We had also some services business together with the software also paid upfront. So that means that you have more cash in from the customers themselves, and then that reduces the need for funding a little bit. Of course, you could still go for funding, but then the question is, like, do you want to go 40 to 50% per year without funding, which is also already a decent growth rate, I think. Or would you go for funding and then have a growth rate of, I mean, maybe 80, 90%, maybe even 100%? More than that is difficult, I think. Maybe not impossible, but and then, yeah, I think the way that you spend every new euro or dollar will be less effective when you have more funding. So that's why we have chosen for the, like, controlled growth and not growth at any costs, and we did not go for funding, basically. That's why.
Really do appreciate the thorough response. Much appreciated. And again, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on behalf of Pointer Pro. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, any advice, or anything you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Yeah, no, I think if you are in professional services, you should certainly look on how you can grow your business without having to grow your headcount, basically. And I mean, our tool is not the only solution for that. There's other ways you can digitize, or even ways to do it beyond digitization. But I think that will be the core challenge for professional services firms in the coming years. Give it a thought, and you can also, of course, take a look at our tool, because there's a lot of on our website. There's a lot of information about our tool, but there's also a lot of information on what you have to do before thinking of digitizing your professional services.
Yeah, and speaking of your website, if you would, hit that website where listeners can get further details online and also to be in contact as well.
Yeah, that's pointerpro.com. So that's the website. There is the product, of course, as I said, but also case studies and articles on how to digitize professional services business. Then also on LinkedIn, I can be found under my name, Stéphane Debois. And there I post regular updates, tips and tricks for consultants, also sometimes things about our company, about what we are doing as a team and so on.
Again, folks, that website is pointerpro.com. Of course, you can find this link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Mr. Debois, all the best. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric, for having me.
My pleasure anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Stefan Dubois, the CEO of Pointer Pro, an assessment software platform that helps professional services companies to automate their advisory processes. And for all the details, visit pointerpro.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.